Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Win Any Pitch: 7 Fail-Proof Strategies for Pitch Competitions. Now, let's get started with today's show. You have 180 seconds to convince judges you deserve their investment. Most entrepreneurs blow it in the first 30 seconds. Why? Because they start talking about themselves instead of the problem that keeps their audience up at night. Today, I'm sharing the exact formula that turns pitch anxiety into pitch mastery. Here's the thing about human psychology. We don't buy products. We buy relief from pain. So start with pain, not product. Lead with the problem your audience feels in their bones. Skip the lengthy company introduction that nobody cares about. Make judges think, "I desperately need this solution," before you reveal what it is. This immediately creates emotional investment. They're leaning forward, not checking their phones. Now here's your structural foundation, the rule of three. Problem, solution, proof. Never more than 3 main points in any pitch. Each point gets exactly 60 seconds in a 3-minute presentation. Why? Because judges can only remember 3 things maximum under pressure. Their brains are overwhelmed by decision fatigue. Give them clarity, not complexity. Let me tell you about Sarah. Her AI startup was getting rejected everywhere. She was leading with technical specifications and team credentials. Then she restructured using this formula. She opened with, "Doctors miss 30% of cancer diagnoses due to human error." Boom. Every judge in that room either knew someone affected by misdiagnosis or feared it themselves. Then she revealed her AI solution that assists radiologists. Finally, she showed 94% accuracy improvement results. She won $250,000 at TechCrunch Disrupt using this exact 3-part structure. But here's where most entrepreneurs fumble at the finish line. They end with vague hopes instead of clear next steps. Always close with a specific ask and timeline. Say, "We're raising $500,000 to launch in Q2, not, "We're looking for investment." Give judges concrete action items they can immediately visualize. Vague endings kill all the momentum you've built. Your actionable takeaway starts right now. Write your pitch using only 3 sentences: 1 problem, 1 solution, 1 ask. Practice this version until each sentence flows naturally into the next. Your winning pitch starts today. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.